King Charles, when is the coronation and is there a bank holiday? King Charles III's coronation will take place on Saturday, the 6th of May, 2023 at Westminster Abbey in London. During the ceremony, the King will be crowned alongside Camilla, the Queen Consort. What is a coronation? A coronation is both the symbolic religious ceremony during which a sovereign is crowned and the physical act of placing a crown on a monarch's head. It formalises the monarch's role as the head of the Church of England and makes the transfer of their title and powers. However, it is not actually necessary for the monarch to be crowned to become king. Charles was formally proclaimed king 3 days after Queen Elizabeth's death. Edward VIII reigned without a coronation, and Charles automatically became king the moment Queen Elizabeth II died. Will there be a bank holiday? There will be an extra bank holiday across the UK on Monday, 8th of May. Buckingham Palace has announced various events for the weekend, including a concert at Windsor Castle on Sunday the 7th of May featuring Katy Perry, Take That and Lionel Richie. Pubs, clubs and bars across England and Wales will be able to stay open for an extra 2 hours on Friday and Saturday of the coronation weekend. People are also being invited to hold street parties and to take part in volunteering projects in their local community as part of the Big Help Out initiative. Who will go to the coronation? The coronation is a state occasion, which means the government controls the guest list. In addition to the royal family, those invited will include the Prime Minister, representatives from the Houses of Parliament, heads of state, and other royals from around the world. The Duke of Sussex has confirmed that he will travel from the US for the coronation, but his wife, the Duchess of Sussex, will not attend. The event will be the first time Prince Harry has been seen in public with the royal family since his controversial memoir, Spare, was published in January. The date of the coronation is also the 4th birthday of the couple's son, Prince Archie, who will remain in the US with his mother. The Duchess of York will also not be there after sources confirmed she was not invited to the ceremony. The Duke of York, Prince Andrew, who was married to the Duchess until their divorce in 1996, is expected to go. Camilla's grandchildren will be among the pages at Westminster Abbey alongside the King's grandson, Prince George. US President Joe Biden will not attend the event, but First Lady Jill Biden will go on his behalf. In addition, 850 community representatives have been invited to the ceremony in recognition of their charitable contributions. What happens at a coronation? Coronations have remained much the same for more than 1,000 years. The British ceremony is the only remaining event of its type in Europe. However, it is likely to be shorter and smaller in scale than Queen Elizabeth's 1953 coronation, with a wider range of religions represented. The coronation procession is also expected to be more modest. Queen Elizabeth's procession had 16,000 participants and took 45 minutes to pass any stationary point on the 7 kilometres, 4.3 miles route. This time, the King and Camilla, the Queen Consort, will travel to Westminster Abbey in a relatively modern horse-drawn carriage which has electric windows and air conditioning. They will ride in the Diamond Jubilee State Coach, first used in 2014, before returning in the Gold State Coach, used in every coronation since the 1830s.